Welcome to Daf Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Yudalid in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Rishon, beginning Halacha Hey, 10 lines down in Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. B'chame Oimim in Shoyrim Dioy Simimonim V'Kershinin. One cannot put ink, means dry ink, into water. Simimonim, or the different chemicals that you use in order to create dye, in order to create color. V'Kershin is the type of vegetables you give to animals. Only if it starts processing before Shabbos starts. But you can't do it before Shabbos and allow it to be start processing on Shabbos. Ubisil matir and Bisil say you allow it to do right before Shabbos and allow it to be processed on Shabbos. What's the reason of Bichamai? It says the Pasuk Sheshis Yomim Tavoid Vasisa Kol Melachtecha. 6 days you work, you do all your melacha. You have to do all your melacha before Shabbos comes in. And the Gemara understands now, don't do that. Any melacha should not be done on Shabbos. What's the reasoning of Bisil? I mean, the pasuk really is with a kama. But they darshan b'yoyim together at the beginning of the pasuk. Meaning there's some things you could do on Shabbos as well. What can you do on Shabbos? Something that you prepare before Shabbos and it happens on Shabbos. What Basil will do with the Pasuk of Bichamai, that it says, you work and do all the melach before Shabbos. Says the Gemara, whatever you do with your hands. I mean, you can do melach b'yadayim on Shabbos. But if you prepare before Shabbos and on its own and on Shabbos, then it's fine. What Bichamai do with Basil's drasha? The Torah tells you that there's some things that can be done on Shabbos. Meaning the Gemara is going to say the following case of Bichamai agree. And the difference between the case of our Mishnah and the case that we're going to speak about now is that the case of the Mishnah, nothing started before Shabbos. You put the ink into the water right before Shabbos came in, and the processing starts on Shabbos. That you cannot do according to Bichamai. But if the process started Erev Shabbos, it just concludes on Shabbos, meaning the melacha, the actual melacha is being done before Shabbos, and it just finishes on Shabbos, then it's okay. And the Gemara now brings a few examples. Poiskim ama samayim legino me'erev Shabbos v'yishoyso v'orleches b'Shabbos. You can shift the water to go into a garden before Shabbos, and the water will flow during Shabbos. So the water starts going into the garden before Shabbos and just completes it on Shabbos. Another example. You could put an ointment on the eye before Shabbos. Then it goes and it heals on Shabbos. And the reason is because the process already started before Shabbos. The healing started before Shabbos. You could put a compress, a bandage on a makom before Shabbos. Again, the healing starts before Shabbos. Another example. You put under clothing, they used to do those days, you used to put like a burning psamim, good smell, to burn under clothing before Shabbos. It gives a good smell to the clothing. And it burns throughout Shabbos. Why? Because it started before Shabbos. A similar idea here is more for cleaning purposes. They put gofri, sulfur, under clothing before Shabbos, and it continues on Shabbos because it started before. So all these examples are telling us that Bichamai agree that melacha that started before Shabbos can continue on Shabbos. It just can start the process on Shabbos, even though the preparation was done erev Shabbos, and that's where Bichamai and Bisil argue. Says the Gemara, but we learn a noistim keil chitim l'rechaim shamayim. You're not allowed to put wheat into a water mill before Shabbos unless it grinds the entire thing before Shabbos. This is obviously the shita of Bichamai. But the problem is, why do you have to do the entire thing? We just said that once the process starts before Shabbos, you should be able to finish it on Shabbos. So why here is it different? The reason over there is different. It's not because the process is done on Shabbos, the melacha is done on Shabbos, but because when you have a grinder working on Shabbos, it makes noise. And the noise is the problem, which is not covered Shabbos. It's zilusa of Shabbos. Continues the Gemara Daf Yudalid Amud Beis. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Yeois Rabbi Sovar, Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, Rav Chagai just answered the why the wheat why the wheat in the mill is going to be a problem? Because of the noise. But without the noise, the wheat will be okay. So tells them, Rabbi Yossi, you should know, the only reason you have to get to this answer is because you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda? It's the Machlokes L'Kamon in Perek B'mem Adlikin. If one could put an egg means not an actual egg, but it's a clay that looks like an egg, put oil into that, and let the oil drip from that egg into the candle on Shabbos. So Rabbanan says you can't do that, because the oil that's coming in during Shabbos, dripping from the egg into the candle, that's a new melacha, that's a new thing starting on Shabbos. And even though the person is not actually doing it, but it looks like a mavir on Shabbos. It looks like he's creating something which is doing havara on Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's fine. Even though the oil is not yet in the candle, but because it's already the process started, it's fine. So says the Gemara, the same thing over here. The wheat, when I have wheat, the wheat is being grinded on Shabbos. But does it consider it to be that if you start grinding part of the wheat, that will apply for the entire wheat? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the answer is yes. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same way by the oil, when I started the process before, even though the oil is coming down from the egg to the candle on Shabbos, it's not a problem because the oil, some of the oil started before Shabbos. So also by the wheat, some of the wheat started before Shabbos. So that's why it should work over here as well. It should be fine. So like for that, Rabbi Chagai has to come and explain. So why do you tell me that he cannot continue grinding on Shabbos? Because of the noise. But if you hold Bram Kerabonin, but if you hold the Kerabonin, commanding, you know what I mean, to one, the same way they say over there. Mishum lo t'chila b'chol tipo v'tipo, because you don't, the process of the oil did not start yet. Because even though it started in some of the oil, but the rest of the oil, the new drops that are coming later on Shabbos, the process did not start, did not begin yet. Lo t'chila b'chol tipo v'tipo. So if so, so by the mill, it's the same thing. Can you not? They'll say the same thing. Here you could say that's the reason that Shabbos said so. So yes, if you start grinding some of the wheat before Shabbos, it's great for that wheat. But what about the wheat that was not did not start before? That's considered to be a new melacha, and therefore here, not because of the noise, but because every kernel of wheat stands on its own. Now Reb Chaim points out now, the whole machlekes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, when you have the candle, is only when the oil is in a different vessel. It's in the egg, and it's going from the egg to the kli. But if the oil is all in one kli, even Rabbanan agree that it's fine to leave the candle lighting the whole Shabbos. And the difference is because when you have oil in one kli, so the ptila, the wick, is drawing from the entire vessel at once, because it's all liquid. But when you're speaking about the wheat, so every kernel of wheat, when it's being grinded, it's being grinded. The other one did not start the process yet. Says the Gemara of Yosi Bar Abayi, another reason why you can't use the grinder, because he will forget its Shabbos when he sees the grinder working, and he will take the peg of the grinder and stick it into the ground, which that's like a melacha of boine. So it's another gzeir, though it's specifically unique to the grinder. Says the Gemara of Yosi, Bichama answered, back to Beisilil, they asked the question, the Beisilil did not have an answer. And the same way also Beisilil asked the question to Bichamai, and they could not answer. What is it? Beisilil told Bichamai, Eina te moidim lono, shetoyanim kores beis abad, uviigule hagas im chashecho? Don't you agree that you take the kores beis abad, which is the big beam that you put on the olives to press them and bring out the oil? You could do that before Shabbos, even though the oil does not start the process until Shabbos. And the igulei hagas is a similar thing that you do with the grapes, which is there, it's round. That you put heavy items on the grapes in order to press them. You could do it before Shabbos and allow it to start the process on Shabbos. Here, nothing begins before Shabbos. It takes time until it starts. And it says clearly in the Mishnah that Bichame agree you could do it. So they ask on Bichame, according to you, why should be able to do it? V'lo yochlu la'ashivon. And we learned that Bichame did not have what to answer. Amar Zehiro, says Zehiro, Ilulei deloy male reishi beini aryavoso. If not that, I don't want to put my head between the lions. Havina Omar, I would say, Time of Tamon, the reason over there is Kvarnekor kol tipo v'tipo mimkremo. There, even though the oil did not come out, it was the pressing, didn't begin, but the liquid started moving. Once you put the big beam on the olives, or you put the big these big round things on the grapes, so the liquid starts to move. There's already a squishing that's happening to the fruits, and the liquid is starting to go out. And it's not going to come out until a few hours later, but the process did begin. Even though it didn't come out, the liquid starts to move. And that's what Beit Shammai over there allow it, because once you start the process, you can continue it on Shabbos. But Hocho Ma'isach Meimar. But here the process did not begin at all, and therefore it's very different. Beit Shammai Amul Beisil Davar Echad V'Lo Yechul Hashiv. Beit Shammai also asked a question to Beisil; they didn't have an answer. Amul Beit Shammai LeBeisil. Beit Shammai asked Beisil, "Ain't it the boy Dilon? Don't you agree? She ain't soiling basar batzol beitzo. He not allowed to grill a meat, a onion, an egg, ela kadeshit soilu kol tzorko miboid yoyim." So this we're going to learn later in the Masechta. The idea of grilling, cooking, you're not allowed to do it before Shabbos and allow it to continue on Shabbos. And at this stage, the Gemara is quoting the opinion that says it has to be kol tzorko. You have to make sure that the item is going to be fully cooked before Shabbos, before comes the night. We still did not have an answer. I mean, according to Basil, I could start a process before Shabbos. Even Jews do the preparation before Shabbos and continue on Shabbos. Why can't I start the cooking before Shabbos, open the fire, and allow it to cook at Shabbos? We still did not have an answer. Omar of Zahir, if Zahir said, Ilule deloimale reishi bene ayervoso. For now that I don't put my head between the lions, Havino Omar, I would say, time of Tamon, the reason over there is, Batzo, basar, ubeitzo, darkim lisapech. The onion, the meat, and the egg, when they're cooking or when they're being grilled, a person may come to be mechate, as the lashon of the Gemara in the Bavli, which means to turn around the coal in order to make the item cook better. And by turning around the coal, playing around with the fire, a person gets involved in the bishul, in the cooking, and he's considered to be mevasha. So that's what Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to put these items on the fire unless they cook in boiled yoyim. But hocho ma'islach meimar. But here, when you put the ink into the water, the person does not get involved in the process. So the more ma'avyudom nitzlu ka'achilas ber dursoi. What about when it's achilas ben dursoi? What is ben dursoi? Ben dursoi is, as I was going to mention later, ben dursoi is a listim. He was a thief. He was running away from the authorities, so he did not allow his items to cook more than a third. Once he reached a third, which means once he reached that level, which is edible, he ate the food and did not wait for it to be fully cooked. What do we see from here? That when an item reaches a third, it's already considered to be mevushel, it's already considered to be cooked. And from here on, you don't have a chashash, you don't have a fear that someone's going to come to turn around the coal. So says the Gemara, if you tell me the only reason why I can't leave an item on the fire and Shabbos is because Shema, he's going to come and turn it around. So once it reaches the level of cooking, which is ben dusoi, which means the level which is edible, you should not have a problem anymore. Says the Gemara, you're right. But once they said something which you may come to turn around the coal is also, they said it's also until it's fully cooked. This mandarma holds the isur bishul until it's fully cooked. Even though really the chashash is not a problem, after Ashlish, they already did it. It's almost like a gzeiro that we were going there that all items that there's a chashash, the one will come to turn around the coal, you're not allowed to put on the fire before Shabbos until it's fully cooked. It makes sense that it is mutter. The double loy means it's yes. It is mutter. It is mutter to leave it on the fire after it reaches a third. And he proves it. He proves that after a third, you're allowed to leave the item on the fire. Why? Because Beit Shammai brought this as a raya, as a proof against Beis Hillel. Say, Beis Hillel, according to you, that you hold, that something that you prepare before, you could be doing it on Shabbos. So why can't you put something on the fire right before Shabbos and allow it to cook on Shabbos? But if you hold that an item needs to be fully cooked before Shabbos, so then it's a problem according to Beis Shammai as well. Because what the Beis Shammai said, as we learned in Amud Aleph, they agreed that something that started the process before Shabbos, then it can continue on Shabbos. Only something that did not start at all before Shabbos, only the preparation, that you can't put on Shabbos. That's what we learned in Amud Aleph. So according to Beit Shammai, why do you say that something has to be fully cooked before Shabbos? Just allow it to start the process of cooking and allow it to continue on Shabbos. The fact that B'Shamay did have a question only according to B'Shamay, not according to their Shita, that means they're saying you're right. If you it started the process before Shabbos, you can continue on Shabbos. If you reach the third before Shabbos, you can continue on Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara says. Deinon yachalim lemeim erloin. He can tell B'Shamay. Heachata mishim ulanu midover shedarka litzoyis kol tzorki boidoim. How are you bringing an answer from grilling that you say has to be fully before Shabbos? Has to be called tzorker before Shabbos. Al davar shein darker la'ashos called tzorker b'boidoyim. On something that you yourself agree that you don't have to leave it in the water fully before Shabbos. It could do at least only a part of the process before Shabbos, and the rest can continue on Shabbos. So from the question of B'Shamay against Beis Hillel, you see that once something reached the level of a third, you can leave it cooking on Shabbos according to everybody. And that's the raya, the davar shegiya lishlish, then there's no problem of bishul on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Yudalet.